This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government intends to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with active support of countrymen. Speaking after laying foundation stone of the third phase of Namma Metro in Bengaluru today, the Prime Minister listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations. He said the journey began when India was among the fragile 10 countries before 2014. Now the Indian economy is the fifth largest and fastest economy. Metro Rail has grown from 5 cities to 24 cities and is the third largest globally in terms of metro network.
देश आज जिस गति से विकास कर रहा है इसके पीछे हमारी इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ एक बड़ा फैक्टर है. आप देखिए 2014 से पहले भारत का टोटल एक्सपोर्ट 468 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचा था. आज ये 824 बिलियन डॉलर हो गया है. हम मोबाइल इंपोर्ट करते थे, वही अब हम मोबाइल हैंडसेट के टॉप 5 एक्सपोर्टर बन गए और बेंगलुरु की इसमें बहुत बड़ी भूमिका भी है.
Mentioning that this is his first visit to Bengaluru following Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Indian forces in Operation Sindoor and said the entire world witnessed this phase of new India. Earlier, the Prime Minister inaugurated laid foundation stone of metro projects worth around 22,800 crore rupees in Bengaluru. He flagged off Vande Bharat train service between Bengaluru and Belgavi and virtually flagged off Vande Bharat services between Amritsar and Katra and another from Nagpur to Pune. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid the foundation stone for the BEML rail hub for manufacturing project worth 1,800 crore rupees in Madhya Pradesh today. The facility will be set up on over 60 hectares of land in Umaria village of Raisen district. It is expected to provide employment to more than 5,000 people. The unit will manufacture coaches for Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and metro trains. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said the high-speed trains in India will be equipped with coaches made at the facility. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that the state has access to the world's best systems and technology to curb incidents like communal hatred through social media leading to riots. He stated that Garud Drishti tools are playing a vital role in tracking down such individuals and ensuring immediate action against them. He was speaking at the presentation of Garud Drishti Social Media Monitoring and Cyber Intelligence Project at the ceremony for distribution of an amount of 10 crore rupees recovered from the investigation of various cyber financial crimes to the victims held at Police Bhavan on behalf of the Nagpur Police Department. The United Nations Security Council has convened an emergency meeting today to address Israel's decision to expand its military operations and take control of Gaza City, a move that has drawn sharp international criticism. The session, requested by several European members, focused on the worsening humanitarian crisis and the potential consequences for Gaza's 2 million residents and remaining hostages. Ahead of the scheduled August 15 meeting between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has stressed on robust security guarantees. As Trump and Putin are meeting to discuss ending the war in Ukraine, Zelensky said any peace settlement must be fair. In a social media post on X, Zelensky also underscored the need for credible, long-term guarantees to enable Ukraine to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity. He warned the terms of peace must protect not only Ukraine, but also the security of European nations. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange color warning, for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Sikkim tomorrow. Heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds is also very likely at isolated places in Haryana, Delhi, Punjab, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Telangana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.